This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. There are 165,000 plus COVID-19 related deaths across more than 200 countries and territories. There are a confirmed 2.4 million cases. In the country with the most deaths, the United States, more than 40,000 people have died. The World Health Organization insisted Monday it sounded the alarm on the new coronavirus right from the start and had hidden nothing from Washington about the deadly pandemic. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there were no secrets at the UN agency after facing scathing criticism from Washington, which has accused the organization of initially downplaying the outbreak originating in China. He said the presence of embedded U.S. government secondees working at their Geneva headquarters meant there was nothing being concealed from Washington. Germany has started allowing smaller shops to reopen as they ease their lockdown restrictions. A ban on gatherings of more than two people remains in place, as does a distance of about 5 feet in public places. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's greatly concerned the public could let down its guard too fast. The Italian government also has begun to allow some businesses to reopen, but bars, hotels, and the normally busy Vatican museums are still closed. In spite of the eased restrictions on some shops, the country remains on lockdown. In Rome, streets and piazzas remain deserted. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reached a historic deal Monday with one-time rival Parliament Speaker Benny Gantz to form an emergency unity government. This ends the country's worst ever political crisis. The three-year agreement will allow Netanyahu to stay in office for 18 months as he stands trial over corruption charges. Gantz will then take over as premier for another 18 months. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tried to comfort a nation one day after a gunman went on a 12-hour shooting rampage across the province of Nova Scotia. He says 18 people died in the worst violence of its kind in Canada's history. That number is up from the earlier count of 16. The suspect was later shot and killed by police. A humanitarian organization said Monday Syria's Kurds have set up a specialized hospital for coronavirus cases after the first COVID-19 death was reported. In a region suffering from lack of medical supplies, the news further raised fears of an outbreak, including in its crowded camps for the displaced. Turkey's president says he plans to impose a four-day lockdown as of Thursday due to the national holiday, Eid al-Fitr. He says he hopes to bring the coronavirus outbreak to a level that will allow normalization after the holiday ends in May. Ghana has lifted a three-week partial lockdown in major cities over the coronavirus, one of the first African countries to ease such restrictions. Some Ghanaians say they fear the restrictions are being lifted too soon, while struggling shop owners and daily wage workers were already back at work as the lift took effect Monday. Public gatherings are still banned, schools remain closed, and social distancing measures continue. Zimbabwe's president said the country is not in a position to end a lockdown as transmission rates of COVID-19 are rising in the country. He said they've extended a nationwide coronavirus lockdown by 2 weeks to try to halt the spread. Public health experts welcome the extended restrictions, but businesses and traders say they need relief to survive the economic damage. A South African prisoners' rights group called for protests to demand the release of inmates to help minimize the spread of the coronavirus. The group calls for the release of low-risk prisoners, including those who are terminally ill, nonviolent first-time offenders, and prisoners over age 60. A spokesperson said the virus presents a very serious threat in crowded cells. In reaction, a spokesperson for Department of Correctional Services said the state won't open the gates for inmates to just walk out. Thailand extended a nationwide ban on alcohol sales until April 30th as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases reached more than 2,700 Monday, but the health ministry suggested some measures could soon be eased. 168 passengers from a luxury Italian cruise ship disembarked in Barcelona Monday after 5 weeks without setting foot on land due to coronavirus restrictions. Since the luxury liner set sail on a round-the-world tour January 5th, not a single case of coronavirus has been found on board. With some 1,800 passengers, the ship docked early Monday to allow Spanish passengers to leave before heading back to Italy. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.